Hello, hello again. This is Rubra, and today we're gonna read a script offer from me, your stalker, written by Raccoon Lila. I love your nickname. I hope you enjoy as much as I did, and I hope you'll stay until I'm behind the end, since I wanted to say something since I missed it for a month. But now it's time for the script. Enjoy. There, I found you. It honestly wasn't that hard. That green coat. Oh, you know the one. The coat you wear on the school spring days, where the sun promised warmth, yet disappoints with its lack of it. Yeah, that coat. Just like you. It's an explosion of vibrancy amongst the grey of the many. So easy to spot. It tells me that you don't want to hide. You like showing off, even just a little. Others might not have noticed it, but I did. I noticed those nervous look over your shoulder. I understand. Having somebody suddenly watch over you, protect you. It can be daunting, unfamiliar. You'll grow accustomed to it soon, I'm sure. You deserve to be watched, to be studied, to be shielded from the violence and abhorrence out there. But for the moment, I accept being relegated to the darkness. And now, I'm here, inside, not just looking in through your window, not just a shadow in your periphery. I'm where you feel safe, where your essence is at its purest. The silence of your sanctum is like the reverent calm within a temple, peaceful. My heart pounds with every whisper step in your realm. The sweet ghost of your perfume pulls me in. The cacophony of floral notes enticing me further still. Painful desperation to be a part of your reality hastens my steps. I let myself soak in the room. With your little things. These cushions, trinkets, and picture frames with individuals that are unworthy of your veneration. These are all a breathing ache of you, exhaling the framing energy that makes you the magnetic centerpiece of my current existence. What's this? Why are you hiding this book in the crevice of your sofa? What could you possibly shy about? Oh, I see. Oh, sweetheart, you were made for me. It seems you like the overprotective robes. The masked pseudo-villain chipping your walls down, taking you as there as your affection grows with every secret visit, every unwanted gift left behind, every stroke. Well, you, my darling, are just perfection, aren't you? And here we are, that parted door that leads to you, where you are, breathing, resting. A sudden soft mill steals my word, the haunting noise beckoning me, a big alimentation that leaves me wanted. Those sounds Blood heats in my veins as I step closer, my mind creating visions of the improbable. Are you awake? Is a nightmare plaguing you? Or are your dreams being invaded by a dark stranger, an intruder burrowing into your softness, into your... Fuck! I'm barely over the threshold, and there you are, wrapped in line and moonlight. Your gentle shape stands stark against the bestial hunger they spark within me. Again, a fruity groans lifts your lips and drawing me closer to you. Why this sound, sweetheart? Do you ache? Standing here, mere feet away, our breaths in tandem. I see you. Really see you. Fisting the covers. Tension sweating through your flesh. You tremble under your impossibly thin sheets. These sounds, so soft in their escape from you, as they carve their way through my chest with brutal determination. My own hands tremble under the desire to soothe you, to cherish you, to worship you, until you break apart under my tongue, until you call out my name and forget your own. With a final whimper, you relax. My own breath fumes out as your body turns liquid and pliable once again. You are the picture of serenity, the only trace of your passion, a light dusting of moisture on your forehead. I should go. I have overstayed my welcome already. Yet, you have captured me with a force rivals my own need to claim you, make you mine, ripping myself from your robe. I ignore the growing wretchedness with every step away. Dread fills me further with the ever widened angle of your front door. I must go back to you. I can't. Not today. With one painful, struggling, desperately taken step, I'm outside. The door clicks closed, and I feel that familiar rush of despair at having left you so completely. It's okay, because one day you will see me. You will know me. You will embrace me. You will understand that obsession is a careless word thrown around by ignorant people. By people who don't see. Because what is an obsession but the most passionate resolve of protecting what belongs to us? And you, my darling angel, you belong to me.
Okay, welcome back, and I'm glad you made it this far. This means so much to me. It means you are curious about what I have to say. Well, first things first, you should leave an upvote or a comment to Raccoon Lila, because I love Psycho Rules, and thank you for the script. I hope I met the expectation, and I hope to work with you again. Now, what I wanted to say, it's nothing much, just let you know why I disappeared for a month. if you don't know, because I have many people in the DMs who know I left for Vienna. Parenthesis, the owner of Manga Mafia in Vienna has one of the sexiest voice ever. I blush it like a teenager. Oh my god. Okay. I always say. So I was a bit here, a bit there, Vienna, Rome. I had a lot to do, and I had a lot of friends to see, because, you know, holidays, Easter, the Pope, it's Italy, baby, so everything is something. Oh, and most importantly, the 25th of April, heart emoji. I'm doing a little heart with my fingers, but you can see it, whatever. So, thing is, it's raining like crazy, huh? So this is why I haven't posted for a month, and thanks again to Raccoon Lila, because I felt like I could do the script. Maybe I was shit, but I hope not. So this means I couldn't work on my own script. You know, the second part of The Transfer Student, I have it in my mind, but I haven't written, I just have zero material, okay? Because I had too much to do, and I just wanted to clarify, I'm not going anywhere, and the story is going to keep on going. I just don't know when I will be able to put myself in with calm and do everything I need to, because I want to make justice to my own audio. The other thing is I'm back, okay, but I'm not answering to the DMs. It's nothing against anyone, I'm just not answering. I just feel overwhelmed, and I need time. If you want to support me or pat my shoulder because I'm a goblin, you can upvote this post, you can leave a comment, and remember to stay hydrated and to appreciate Raccoon Lila, and that I don't hate anyone, I'm just, like I said, overwhelmed, but I'm a bit paranoid, so I'm like, oh my god, what if they think I'm ignoring them? No, I'm just like this, with 350 messaggi. Like, a lot of messages I'm not answering to. So it's not you, it's me. This said, this is the end, and enjoy your day or your night.